keep it 100 every day.
Shot. Need the facts and stats. Who do you call? Bringing the fire, bringing the heat, we bring it to y'all. Calling for Frank, you calling for D, you calling for ball. Call for them all. Look how they ball, documented, proving the score. No matter the topic of conversation, call up. You gotta be patient. The love is embracing. Don't deal with the hate. Don't know what you facing. Every Monday, 11 to 1, we'll be there if you patiently waiting.
Bring the heat, bring the heat, bring the fire,
bring the fire.
Keep it 100 every day.
What's up, good people? What it do? Good afternoon, And let me start by saying apologies for my tardiness. There's crazy traffic around here today, and it was tough getting in here. It was a truck that made a turn probably that he probably shouldn't have made, and that's that. So also, real quick update. Also, what's adding into my tardiness, of course, we know how things go on social media, and they change algorithms and all that kind of jazz and stuff like that. So of course now Facebook has done something with Meta, and now they want you to feed through Vimeo. So I'm gonna have to go home and look through all that, find my Vimeo account stuff and all that other kind of jazz. But for right now, for all intent purposes, okay, I am live on Instagram at Sports Rap CEO. All right, you can get that there. Also on audio, you know the link. Just go to the group or go to Facebook, get the group. In the description of the group, there's a link where you can tune in. Also, it's also in the bio on Instagram. Also, if you have not done it yet, you can also get our mobile app, okay? All available on iOS and the Google Play Store. Just search Heat 100 Radio online. Look us up. You can get us there. So, getting into today's show. Just a couple little bit of news, not really much, because I got some things that I want to talk about today, because I haven't had a chance to talk about them since the occurrence. If any of you know me, you know the occurrence I'm referring to. So I've got some Sixers stuff that I definitely want to get to, and I'm going to get to it. Like I said, I'm going to get to it, of course. Like I said, and for those of you, I apologize right now early for my Facebook people who cannot see me live right now because of whatever they're doing on Facebook with Meta and Vimeo, whatever. But have no fear. Video will go up on YouTube. And again, I am live right now on Instagram at Sports Rap CEO live right now. So some of y'all come on and join in and talk to me a little bit. And I'm sure once some of y'all get wind of the conversation, you'll probably join in anyway. So, as we know, the Lakers have parted ways with head coach Darvin Ham. Kelly Oubre says he wants to stay in Philly. Lonzo Ball picks up his option for a $21.4 million contract with the Bulls, which I think is crazy because he hasn't played in 2.5 years, I believe. So, yeah, that's that. Over the weekend, Canelo Alvarez decisions Jaime Munguia to retain his title, and Mystic Dan delivers in the Kentucky Derby and wins that in a 3-horse photo finish. That's your real quick news and updates right now, folks. I got some scores from yesterday for you. And as you know, as I close out, I'll give you schedules for the games tonight. But yesterday, NBA playoffs, although, yes, my Sixers are out, but still got to do my job. NBA playoffs, one game yesterday, game 7, Magic and Cavs. The Cavs somehow find whatever it is and come back and win that game. They take that game 106-94 to move on to the second round. In the NHL playoffs, round two, game one, the Hurricanes and the Rangers. The Rangers take that 4-3, take a 1-0 lead in that series. And in round one, game seven, Golden Knights and the Stars. This has been the big story all day. This has been the big story from yesterday before the game even was played. They were even talking about it on like Charles Barkley number, like I think maybe the day before, whatever. But on Inside the NBA, they were talking about the Stars and all this other stuff. And lo and behold, the Stars win. Take the series 4-3 over the Golden Knights. They win last night 2-1. In the UFL, Renegades fall in a very close one to the Panthers 28-27. And the Brahmas fall to the Defenders 18-12. In Major League Baseball, Yankees get by the Tigers 5-2. The Blue Jays, not so much. The Nationals beat them 11-8. The Rockies fall to the Pirates 5-3. The Guardians beat the Angels 4-1. In a close one, the Mets fall to the Rays 7-6. The Mariners, in another close one, get by the Astros 5-4. In 10 innings, the Rangers outlast the Royals 3-2. Red Sox 9, Twins 2. White Sox 5, Cardinals 1. The Brewers get blanked by the Cubs 5-0. The Marlins beat up on the A's 12-3. The Padres fall to the Diamondbacks 11-4. The Orioles beat up on the Reds 11-1. The Braves fall to the Dodgers 5-1. And the Phils get by the Giants 5-4. Those are your scores from yesterday. And like I said, as always, in my closeout, I will give you tonight's games and all of that jazz. So again, folks, like I said, I keep reminding you. So if you get in here on Instagram or if you're tuned in, like I said, you can get the mobile app on iOS and on the Google Play Store. Just search Heat 100 Radio Online, download the app, pull us up, and you can tune in that way. Or you can get on Instagram, tune in there. I am live at SportsRap CEO. Also in the bio. And if you're missing me on Facebook, you're looking for me on Facebook. Like I said, there's something going on. I got to look at it and figure it out and get back to y'all with that. But anyway, if you are on Facebook, in the group, you know, in the group description, there is a link where you can listen to me audio. All right. You may not see my face until I get the video up, but you can hear the show and you can get my voice and you can get into it and feel what you feel like you always feel. So, as we know, folks, the Philadelphia 76ers are now a done deal. They are out of the playoffs. And there are a couple of things that I want to get to and some things that I may not want to get to. But there definitely is a few things, definitely are a few things that I want to discuss. And the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to backtrack a little bit for myself to get this thing rolling and hopefully some people to join in, people to get joined in when they catch up. Like I said, live right now on Instagram, I'm sorry, at SportsRap CEO. Again, Facebook, you're going to have to check the group, get the audio, or like I said, download the app and listen to me, and then you can check the video later and replay everything because you might miss something. All right? So going back to game six, Philadelphia 76ers, New York Knicks. Here at home, this player, this particular person, is one that I've talked about consistently, pun intended, and I've consistently talked about his inconsistency. If you understand what I'm saying, you got that. I've consistently talked about his inconsistency. In game six, I'm going to speak kind of, I guess, in third person. Your season is on the line. You can play, leave it on the floor, and live to fight another day. Or you can do what on the surface it appeared that this particular player did. Because I can't read his mind. I can only describe and tell you what I saw. All right? We all know who I'm talking about. We're talking about the Tobias Harris thing. Okay? In that game, Sixers lose by 3. Tyrese Maxey did the best he could coming off of saving us in game 5. Joel Embiid played a hell of a game, game 6. And again, I reiterate, on one leg, Bell's palsy, suffering from migraines, a twitching in the eye and over the side of his face. But he gave it his all. He didn't quit on his guys. He wanted to come back to help his guys. Maxie gave it his all. Kelly Oubre came out, played some time. Nick Batum gave us what he could. Everybody else that played gave us what they could. There was a little stopgap in between with Buddy Hield where he didn't play much because nobody really knew what was going on or understood what was going on with him or how he was fitting into the rotation. But it's a basketball thing. We understand that. And you'll understand better why I mention him and I'll say when I get to some more stuff and what I'm talking about. Okay. So with that, and we're still talking this game, game six. The first thing that stood out to me and kind of jumped out at me when I looked at the stats, when I looked at the box score, was this particular stat line. Okay, so again, you know, I watch the games on mute if I watch them. That particular game, I did not watch. And again, that goes back to me saying what I said to you last Monday when I mentioned the fact that I saw how the series was going. I talked a little bit about the officiating. I talked about how people were playing, yada, yada, yada. Said I had gotten to the point where I was just already willing to, I was more willing to accept the outcome either way. Either we win and we keep playing or we lose and the season's over and we look forward to off season and next season. So again, like I said, I was accepting of that, whatever way it went. So I didn't really watch it, but I got woke up the next morning. I saw the box score. And I saw that we lost by 3 points. So the stat line I'm referring to says Tobias Harris, which is arguably his final game in a Sixers uniform. 0 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Field goal attempts, 0 for 2, and 29 minutes played. Yeah, there was a moment of silence, yes. And you might understand why. For the last couple years, after the leaving of Jimmy Butler and the ridiculous contract that he received, he was brought on to arguably be the third scorer. Funny thing is, he's not a bad player. He's just not that guy. He tends to, like I say, play small at times. He tends to get small. Again, like I said, when driving to the basket, when challenged, he gets small. He kind of doesn't even go looking for the contact. He just gets small. When he's playing, when he has the smaller defender on her, he tends to be indecisive and not know that he should punish that smaller defender. The Sixers did a lot of switching. So in this particular series, we're talking about the Knicks series, he ended up on Jalen Brunson a few times. And if you notice, that's why I watched the game on silent. A lot of times players were looking to set a pick for Jalen because the guy was bigger. He was like waving him off and he was like cooking him. And my whole situation with that is you're 6'8". Like, you can make it more difficult for him. You're bigger. Jalen Brunson is like, what, maybe 6 foot? You're 6'8". You can't make this game difficult for him. I mean, I understand what kind of player he is. He's a phenomenal player. But you at 6'8", guarding someone arguably 6 foot, you cannot make things tougher for him. I find that hard to believe. You tend to disappear. I was reading an article where, I think it's this one here, where we were saying, talking about what he does and what he doesn't do on the court. And it felt like, you know, we saw that he disappears. He doesn't really hustle. I saw some plays where he didn't give enough effort, like going after rebounds and defending players. And in times, certain situations, I saw the frustration in Joel. He looks like a lot of times he was uninterested. Like, all right, the check is signed. You know, I'm getting paid anyway. I'm still going to be out here because I'm the third dude. I'm the starter. And I'm making all this money, so they're really not going to put me on the bench. But there was a little stretch of moments when Nick Nurse did put him on the bench, sit him down. Getting back to my point with the Buddy Hield thing when I mentioned that. Okay, like I said, I gave you Tobias Harris' stat line for that game, game six. And I mentioned to you, Buddy Hield hadn't played in a little bit. He got quite a few DNPs. In the last few games of the regular season going into the play-in game and going into the playoffs. Again, backs up against the wall. You got to give it a shot because you know what he typically can do for you. Throw him out there for 21 minutes, mind you. He was 6 of 10, 4 rebounds, 20 points. 20 points. He got up 10 shots. And I know, I understand, Buddy Hield's our three-point, he's our long-distance shooter. But then that means that he gave the effort or put out the effort to get in position to get these 10 shots. Hell, he made 6 of them. He ended up with 20 points. So where's the difference, Tobias Harris? Where's the effort? So finally, we can say, and a lot of us can be happy, that the contract now is coming off of the books. Like I just mentioned, there's a very, very strong chance that game six of the 2024 NBA playoffs first round was Tobias Harris's last game in a Sixers uniform. There are rumors that he wants to make a return to Detroit. By all means, go ahead. I guess his thinking is he would be a number two or a number one scorer there, the veteran. It would be his team to take over. Not 100% sure about the thinking there, because they probably have the money to pay him. Because ironically and weirdly and oddly, he's going to get another contract. It is probably more than likely not going to be the one that he got from us that he's just finishing up now. But somebody else is going to pay him because his stat line during the regular season's averages are somewhere between 14 and 17, maybe 5-6 rebounds a game. Somebody will pay him for that, and then they'll get the same problems that we had. In big moments, he'll tend to disappear. So, of course, now we're kind of glad he'll be someone else's problem now. And that opens the door for the offseason, which should be fun. The Philadelphia 76ers have approximately, I think it's 55 to 60 mil in cap space, which is a lot of bread, a lot of money. They have to figure out how they want to handle things. There has been, we all know the ongoing conversation, the ongoing talk, that Paul George is at the top of their list right now. The other players on that list are Jimmy Butler. Who else? Jimmy Butler. I got him here. Let me see. Jimmy Butler, Brandon Ingram, Paul George. Those are the three big names. There's also been some funny sprinkled in stuff with the LeBron James thing. Then I saw something this morning from Woj that kind of alluded to LeBron maybe thinking about possibly signing with San Antonio. Allegedly, San Antonio has the best leverage or range to draft Bronny, and LeBron said he wanted to play with his son, so that could be a possibility. But then again, there are also some names. He was also one of the names that was very, very quietly just thrown out there in for the Sixers. Also, in some trade things there with Kevin Durant, is some talk there. But the free agents from this team that just finished: Kelly Oubre, Buddy Hield, Nico Batum, Kyle Lowry, Campaign. We're not gonna say Tobias Harris, because we know Tobias Harris is pretty much, he's gone. I mean, he's probably in that mind frame of now that he's gone, whatever. So, campaign, Buddy Hield, and Kelly Oubre have all expressed interest in wanting to remain here in Philadelphia. Nico Batum has put things on the back burner. He said he's gonna enjoy his time here. He's gonna get some rest, and he's gonna get back, get ready for the Olympics, and see what happens from there. I've also heard some rumblings that Nick Batum may want to return back to the West Coast, as his family has aspirations and has love, grown to love that area and likes that weather out there. My guy, Rasul, thanks for tuning in. Your brother, appreciate you, man, as always. Probably check you out. See you Saturday at the All-American game. I'll be down there, of course, as always. So catch up with you down there, and we'll chat it up a little bit and whatnot. So yeah, like, I would definitely, my first priority if I'm the Sixers, and now I've seen that this may change in a way so that they can do what they aspire to do this offseason. But it is talk of them, again, postponing Maxey just a little bit more to try some things. But if I'm the Sixers, I lock Maxey up now. I bring Kelly Oubre back. I think I would bring Buddy Hield back as well, because you really didn't see enough. Kelly Oubre expressed that he felt like he wants to come back because of how he felt respect and he felt the love here in the city, and he feels like there's some unfinished business. I kind of slightly think Buddy Hield feels the same way. And then Campaign, just an energy guy, that is one of those guys that you can always use on your team, and also a backup point guard. All right. With the way the roster is set up right now, depending on what the situation is with Kyle, the Sixers are going to be in need of definitely a point guard, a backup point guard, and we definitely, definitely, definitely need to find a backup center, a solid backup center. All right, we are done with the Mo Bamba experiment. Paul Reed will probably be around unless he gets mixed up in a trade, if a trade or something happens to go along with the draft picks that the Sixers have that are possibly available in a trade. But again, like I said about Paul Reed, I don't call him a five. He's not big enough to be a five for me. He is not skilled enough to be a four for me. So for me, he doesn't shoot well enough to be a three. Not even a stretch three, not even a stretch four. So I just look at him as a basketball player. And I joke with people and I say, yeah, he's got the perfect name, nickname, B-Ball Paul. I just look at him as a basketball player, where he's one of those guys where you use him on your team. You give some guys a break. You let him get his energy, run its course. And when it's running its course, or when the guys, whatever, you feel like you had enough, you can pull him out and sit him back down and bring somebody else in. And that's the type of player I think he is, until he grows with the NBA game. He hasn't done it as of yet. Again, Kelly Oubre did all of the things, in my opinion, his time here, that we wanted to see from Tobias Harris, or we thought we would see from Tobias Harris. I mean, hell, he was playing that way when he got here in the trade from the Clippers. Because for me, when I heard that trade, I arguably said that he was on his way to an all-star season. And then he got here into this system with the particulars that we had here at the time, and things changed. So everything that we saw Kelly Oubre do on the basketball court are the things that we expected, or that we thought we would get out of Tobias Harris, but we did not. You see how Kelly Oubre, the difference. When Kelly Oubre attacks the basket, he attacks the rim with force and veracity. When Tobias Harris goes with force and veracity, it's either a wide open dunk or a long or a breakaway. It's not when it's contested. Kelly does that when it's contested or when it's not contested. Buddy Hield, I think the situation with him was like I just briefly mentioned. Wasn't enough time. He came in a trade, and at the time, we had some issues with Joel, and he had to fit in. He was anxious to play very early into the trade, or right after the trade. And, you know, new head coach, new team. Nick Nurse was still filling out the lineup, filling out his rotation, finding out his lineup, finding out his rotations. So And then things got kind of tight. Like I said, Joel went out and things got tight. And he had to go in different directions. And he had to spottily use him. And then he tried to encourage Tobias to bring that out in him. And it didn't happen. And he didn't see him a while. But then, like I said, in that game six, he showed me why you can arguably give him another shot if he gets the opportunity to play more. Which, now that Tobias Harris is gone, could be a very, very strong possibility. For those minutes, for him to play a little bit more than what he played. And then he could be here from the very beginning for the entire training camp and learn the system on that, instead of learning stuff on the fly or having to be written into things on the fly. Again, for me, the Kyle Lowry thing, I understand the age. I understand how people feel. But if you didn't see what he brought to the table in this short span, you don't understand basketball. I feel like if you can convince him to come back for one more season, to have those minutes, play those minutes as that point guard, Stan, my guy, Philly All-American game, thanks for tuning in, good brother. Can't wait to see you Saturday. Been to two so far. I can't see what you got in store this time coming around, but definitely I'll be there. And also, yeah, like I messaged you, tickets gonna be sold at the door or whatever. But you know, you can message me, hit me up when you get a second or whatever, and let me know that information. But speak where I was at with Kyle Lowry. Just me. I would try to convince him to come back for one season. Like I said, you saw the difference. It could help because you can get all you can get out of Maxie. He can help because he understands and he played under Nick Nurse, so he pretty much knows the system as well. He can get guys in the right position. He can very well be the coach player on the floor. And probably won't be too expensive. And the veteran leadership that he brought would be great for one more run. The Sixers also, and like I said, they also need a legit backup center. I understand they were in talks with Chicago to try and bring Andre Drummond back last season or at the trade deadline, but things got a little funky with Chicago and it didn't happen. Talking to my coworkers at work, one of my coworkers, my guy, appreciate you, good brother. Definitely see you on Saturday. I was there whether the net was there or not, bro. You know that. All right. Blessings to you. Like I said, you do great things for these young people, great things for the game of basketball. And, you know, definitely got to support. So no matter what, I would have been there, whatever the case. But definitely appreciate you and see you Saturday. I just lost my train of thought real quick. Okay, yeah, Kyle Lowry, yeah. You see what he did. You see the things, the changes and everything that were made. Not changes, but you see the adjustments that were made. And I was talking. I went back backwards. I was trying to drum. Yeah, the things got funky. They need a backup center. I was talking to my coworkers at work today. Shout out to my coworkers. We always talk basketball. My guy, Jay Montgomery. My guy, K. Smith. And my other guy, C. Boyd. We always talk sports, and today we were talking, and two of them brought up two very good points that both I agreed with. One, I thought about even this past season, and one, I just didn't think about it until it was brought up today. So, Jaymont brought up bringing in Dwight Howard. You can get him for very cheap, and he's a legit center. Then my guy said, brought up Miles Bridges from Charlotte. You can get him also for the cheap. He's got a little situation that he has to handle. But again, what you need, he can give you what you need. He can give you more than what Tobias Harris gave you at that four spot. All right. He can definitely do that. I think in most case scenario, I definitely think he'll give you more effort a lot more times than not than Tobias Harris did. All right. I saw a stat today earlier, and it was just comparison. I was just speaking of Kyle Lowry. It said, since Kyle had been here, from the time he got here to the end of the season, he ended up taking 9 charges, offensive fouls, okay? In the whole 5 years that Tobias Harris has been here, he took none. Just wanted to throw that in there, like I told you, for the effort and the inconsistency that I felt the entire time with Mr. Harris. So the names, like I said, that are there, Paul George, Jimmy Butler, Brandon Ingram, are right now the top three names. But I went a little further, and I wanted to talk about this just a little bit. I went through, and I found the top 10 free agents coming up this season. I just wrote the top 10. LeBron James, Paul George, Klay Thompson, Tobias Harris, James Harden, Pascal Siakam, Gordon Hayward, Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, Buddy Hield. So, and everything that I just talked to you about, you understand. I told you I had the top 10. So we go through these numbers. Everything I told you and everything I said about Tobias Harris and how I feel about Tobias Harris, he sits at number 4. Kyle is 8 and Buddy Hield is at 10. All right. So here's the thing. Like I said, and intertwined in everything that I just told you, I'm telling you right now, right here, 4:51 p.m., May 6, 2024, live Instagram at Sportswrap CEO. Tobias Harris will sign another contract. Somebody will pay him some money. Again, it's not going to be what he got from the Sixers. Somebody's going to give him some money and somebody's going to pay him. It's going to happen. Like I said, it's going to happen. It's a reason that NBA stats have him listed here right here as number 4 in this top 10. The Kyle Lowry thing is the impact. The impact. All right. The impact that he has as that extension from the coach on the court, Coach Lowell Rich. Thanks for tuning in, good brother. The extension he has as the player coach on the floor. The veteran leadership that he has to be on the floor. I'm going to try and bring you in, Coach Rich. We're going to see what happens. Here we go. We'll see what happens. If you pop in, you pop in. But I'm going to keep trying whenever it goes. But it's a reason he's number 8. And then Buddy Hield. Of course, the shooting. Another name that I think the Sixers will look at, who also has ties, won a championship under head coach Nick Nurse, Pascal Siakam. He's still playing in the playoffs right now. The other one is still playing in the playoffs right now as well, and they get ready to play against each other. OG Anunoby, I believe, is a free agent as well. There's also been talk about speaking into or looking into DeMar DeRozan. So, again, the Sixers are in, I think, a really good place as far as right now with free agency and having aspirations of star hunting once again. This time, I think it could be legit, because they have the money for it to happen, and they also have draft picks that they cooped from the process that now become effective, that can now be added in trades if they have to go that route. So again, the offseason for the Sixers is going to be very interesting. I feel like they are definitely going to watch. Like I said, Paul George is the first thing that popped up, and that's the most consistent. So there is something to that. It all depends on what happens with him out in L.A., and there's talk that he wants to stay, but there's also talk that the Clippers may not give him what he's looking for as far as a contract. In the article I saw, the Clippers could retain him and give him possibly $8 million more than what the Sixers could offer him in a 4-year max deal. So, do you stay home and take the money, or do you come and play with the beast in the East as far as Joel Embiid and really try and boost this team and play for a championship? Your chances might be better in the East, because the West is tough and we know that. And the up-and-coming teams, it's more of them in the West than it is in the East. There's still up-and-coming teams in the East, but the ones in the West are like half a step above the up-and-coming teams in the East. They talked about Kevin Durant issue, but that would have to be a trade, and I don't think that would happen, because Daryl Morey called about at the trade deadline this past season. He called and asked about Kevin Durant. He was turned down. Then he was asked. Then he asked about Devin Booker. He was also turned down there as well. I hope, going through what they went through this season, they understand what they need. The Jimmy Butler issue is something that I would be up for. But I tell you this right now. Some of the particular players are not still there. He loves Joel. No, I don't mean that in a funny way. You know what I mean by that. But I think for him to come back here, it would have to be some very, very hellified convincing. Jay Blake, no Paul George. He's not the same player. He misses too many games. Well, I agree with you there, Jay. But like I just mentioned, he might be better suited for the East. You never know. But I get your point. I understand what you're saying with that. It's going to be fun. Like I said, the Jimmy Butler thing, I like it. I don't feel like I will give him a max contract. I think the toughest issue for the Sixers in this star hunting this year is going to be how they allot the money that they have. Because the guys that they're talking about, I think Brandon Ingram would have to be a sign and trade as well. But Jimmy Butler, Paul George, those guys are going to want a pretty penny. They feel like they still deserve a pretty penny. They feel like they still deserve a max deal or whatever. So in that, you know, we don't know how it's going to go. But again, the Sixers have options. There are things that they can do. Even with their own players and bringing in some star power, they have some options. They have some things that they can do. So they're not like completely out of the water. It's just disheartening that they're out of the playoffs again in the first round and out of the playoffs early. It's again like it's like that broken record. It's like we're in that time machine where it's like, okay, we just expect to be bumped out first round, second round, whenever. So be on the lookout. There's definitely going to be a lot of news coming out and some talks around the 76ers and some of the things. Oh, excuse me for a second, y'all. My eye is watering. And the things that they can do in free agency and some players, some things may change. Some names may change. But, as always, your boy is here. I will definitely keep my ear to the street. Stay tuned to everything and let you know what's going on and what transpires when anything transpires. So, let's see. Jay Blake says, with the new CBA agreement and the second luxury tax, teams might be willing to go. Yeah, absolutely. That's why I said the thing. They're watching what goes on with the Clippers. Because, like I said, the Clippers could pay him $8 million more. But in that $8 million more that they could pay him, where would that put them? And I understand, like you said, I agree, they collect new CBA, but they're probably thinking the same thing. If we re-sign him in this max, like where could it put us? Because you have to think about, you just re-upped Kawhi. You're definitely going to talk to James Harden and see if he wants a max. So you probably are going to not give him that. You still got Russell Westbrook on the roster. And then you got Paul George. So they have some tough decisions to make out there in LA and making that decision. LeBron James, the Lakers have some tough decisions to make too. They have to try and secure their star, retain their star. They also have to find a new head coach. Depending on what they do first, and I mean if they get a coach first that's maybe not in LeBron's liking or don't really have to ask for his input in that situation about a coach of amongst those that are available, might get a little sticky out there. It's already hot, but it might get a little sticky in LA. We don't know. But, folks, the Sixers are in a very, very good position. And, again, I understand as fans, we are disheartened. We are disappointed. We are not shocked, but we are what we are. We still have our passion for the team because we're going through it right now. But once we make a signing and things will start to little smooth up a little bit, we're gonna hit some bumps along the road because it's going to be summertime and it's free agency. And then once things come together and the team comes together and we get to training camp and we get all the kinks out and build that little bit of excitement up, it'll be back again. And we'll be back fans again. And we'll be the same way we were last year, this past season. So don't fret. But again, this off season, folks, is definitely the one that we kind of anticipated. And now Daryl Morey, it's on you. You got a good coach that understands and is still understanding how to use what he has. So you got to give him some of that back. And now you got to bring in some other pieces that can add into what he already has. It's on you, D. Morey. I've read that this is like the most in cap space that you've had. People have been calling you arguably a wizard, arguably one of, if not the best GM around the league. So, can you match what Howie Roseman did for the Eagles? Because Howie Roseman did the darn thing this year. But can you match that in your own right? Or come close to that in your own right? Because you got a lot of bread to spend. You can make this team better. You got to do it the right way. You can't just go back the truck up for one person or these people that you are star hunting for, and as the pegs fall down, now you want to back the truck up for this one. You can't do that entire thing. You have to add in some pieces that aren't going to break the bank. It's the only way you're going to win. You have your core, Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey. You got to build around that. And of course, yeah, if you can, when you have the money to, you bring in another star. Yes, you can do that. But then you got to pay some guys that did some work for you. Like I said last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, we know once we get into the NBA playoffs and once you get to that level, it's what have you done for me lately? So you've got some guys on your team that have done some things for you lately that you need to consider bringing back and giving another shot at progressing forward and further than where they ended up this year. And then you talk to some people. But my thing is, you have to lay things out on the line for people, for your stars. Like I said, Jimmy Butler would be great, but Jimmy Butler is going to take, excuse my language, Mo, a shit ton of convincing, I believe, because of the situation that happened when he was here. And although, again, like I said, all the pieces, all the players are not still here, do not remain, but some of them do. So we'll see what happens. But you got to be patient, people. I understand. Look at it this way. We got the Phillies on tap. The Phillies are on, I think, a 4-game win streak right now, currently. Listen, and it's not even hot. You know how they play. Sometimes they had their moments before it gets hot from the start. Then when it really gets hot, we're talking June, July, then they bats get to clicking. But right now, they're one of the hottest teams in the major leagues. All right? I talked real quickly about Howie Roseman and what he did in the draft this year for the Philadelphia Eagles. Training camp is coming. It's May. The rookies of upper had mini camp. July. We in May. June, July. Training camp is coming. So we got some things to look forward to. So we got some things that'll hold us over till we can get back into basketball season. I was talking to another good friend the other day. My guy, King of Hooks, Corey Wims. Good brother, the King of Hooks. Appreciate you, homie. Appreciate you looking in, checking in on your boy. We talked about the NBA. Yes, sir. I'm still here, baby, holding it down. Waiting for y'all to come back, but you know I got it. I'm holding it. I'm like Joel Embiid. I'm holding it down a little bit. I'll be probably chuckling right now when I just said that, but appreciate you, homie. I talked to a good friend of mine, yesterday, as a matter of fact. And we talked about the NBA playoffs, and we talked about the games, and we talked about how it looks like things could be changing with some of the young teams. Shout out to my guy, Joe Richmond, for that great conversation. We always have a good conversation. But we just talked a little basketball, just general basketball. And we both felt like the young teams have been somewhat of a surprise, but they've also been an enjoyment. For me, I feel like if we see OKC and Indiana or New York or somebody in the finals, listen, man, or see Minnesota make it to the finals, they already won up on the defending champs. I would be excited to see that because for me, like I said, it would be just something different and it wouldn't be the norm. It wouldn't be the typical same teams all the time. All right. Definitely wouldn't be the same teams all the time. And that's something that you look for. For me, that's something that I look for. Like I said, as a diehard basketball fan, I look for that kind of change. That's something that intrigues me, that excites me. Something that shows me how the league can change the right way. And when I say the right way, I mean through draft picks, through possible trades or whatever, not with the building of a super team. They're building these teams from the ground up. And it's fun. It's exciting. I like it. We'll see what happens, though, but I like it. I love what Minnesota is doing, but I know the veteran team that Denver is. I still think that Denver's going to win that series because they went all the way through and they won the title, so they know how to win. But I'm sure that they have been alerted that Minnesota is not going to lay down and die. They're not going to fold. They're not going to just give up. They're going to fight. They're going to keep punching them in the mouth. They got punched in the mouth once. They're going to keep punching you in the mouth, Denver, so y'all better be ready for that. Some other basketball notes as the playoffs progress. I've mentioned to you a couple weeks ago how I felt about most of the mainstream media and Philadelphia teams. Like I said, when the Philadelphia Sixers have things going on and whatever, or the Eagles have things going on, they kind of blow things out of proportion and make that the big story and all of that jazz. Again, it's been a few weeks, maybe a week or so. And again, I'm here because I'm talking about the Sixers, and it's my favorite team, of course. But I also mentioned in a post, and I mentioned, I think, last week or the week before that on air, that Phoenix Suns, I mentioned this when they were in trouble, but now that they've been swept, and again, people are talking about the Sixers. Oh, well, yeah. Well. The Sixers fought in this series, bro. My guys, my feet, my folks, my people. Sixers fought in this series, okay? What happened to the Phoenix Suns? You got swept by some newbies. No discredit to the Minnesota Timberwolves, but you got swept by some newbies. In the beginning of the season, with the moves that they made, they bring in Kevin Durant. Okay, fine, you made that trade. Then you make trade, you get Bradley Beal. Now you got a big three. Another big three for Kevin Durant. Okay, another big three. My first question when I saw that and I held that up, because you moved Chris Paul, my first question was, who's going to play point guard? Somebody was like, well, no, they can. See, you don't understand what I'm saying. I mean, when it gets to the playoffs, we all know the playoffs is a different animal. But when you get to the playoffs, you're going to have moments when the game is going to slow down, whether you want it to or not. Who's going to be the floor general for them to make sure there's some order in that offense? Somebody told me Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal's not a point guard. Well, Devin Booker can bring the ball up. Of course he can bring the ball up. Hell, there are moments on our same Sixers team when Joel Embiid brings the ball up the court. But he's not a point guard. You saw what happened late in games this year when he came back, when we got Kyle, and in some of the other games. The ball went through a guard. It went through Maxey. It went through Kyle. And Phoenix, who did he go through? Hence, they got swept. No longer in the playoffs. A worse showing than the Philadelphia 76ers, if you will. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Where's the talk? Where's the chatter? all we hear is like crickets, like crickets, nothing. So I'm here to talk about it. Like, it's crazy. You know, and people can say, might say, oh, he's biased. He's a Philadelphia guy. He's biased. Yeah. I admit somewhat, yes. But prove me incorrect. Do your research. Check media stuff. Check when the Eagles were 10-1 and then they went on that downfall. Check all the media there. When Joel Embiid went down, we didn't know how long he was going to be out. We didn't know how serious the injury was. Check all that media there. The negative stuff there. That was headlines. Where are the headlines for Phoenix Suns now that were swept? That were supposed to be one of the teams arguably coming out of the West to fight to come out of the West. They make it to the playoffs and get swept. What happened? Yeah, quiet. That's what happened. So, folks, just remember, I told you, remember the names that I told you, the names that will come up in the next weeks, months for the Philadelphia 76ers. Keep in mind that the window is still open. It's not closed yet. Hopefully, Joel can get some rest. Hopefully, the Olympics will go with the team that the Olympic team that has been set. Hopefully, he won't have to play a lot in that. Then he can get some rest and heal up and be able to go in the playoffs. This is another reason why I'm very, very harsh and I'm very stickler for them bringing in a legit backup center. So you can give Joel some time to rest a little bit during games and rest arguably some games with low management like they have in the NBA in the league and have a legit center and not have to piece it together and play a lot of small ball. Folks, that is a wrap for today. I think, again, I'm apologizing for my Facebook people who couldn't get me. Like I said, I'm going to do my research on that, see what's going on so I can correct that. But as always, I'm still here. Instagram. Thanks to all my folks over there. _Rasul215, my guy, J_Blake. Philly All-American Game, Coach Lowell Rich, and my guy, Corey Wims, King of Hooks. Thank y'all all for tuning in. Thanks to everybody else that was tuned in that didn't feel comfortable enough to leave a comment or anything like that. Again, remember I told you all, you know where to get me. Instagram, Twitter, Threads. Well, Instagram, Threads, and TikTok at Sports Rap CEO. Facebook, Sports Rap Podcast LLC is the group page over there. You can also get to the webpage, sportsrapradio.com. Please, folks, get over to the YouTube channel, Sports Rap TV. Again, this video will go up very soon. Make sure you get over there, subscribe to the channel, check out the videos that are there, some great content there as well. Check out the videos, make sure you hit the thumbs up on the ones that you like, and then hit the bell so you'll be alerted when new content is uploaded. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to do the same thing that I just told y'all to do in that same order. Finally, in the group description, Facebook, in the bio, you can get the link to tune in. Listen to some great music when I'm not here talking to you, when y'all not hanging out with me 24/7. Also, if you have not done it yet, please, please make sure. And you're going to tell a friend and to tell a friend to do this too. Download the mobile app. You can take us with you. All right. If you're out running on a Monday afternoon, you can take me with you. Available on Android, Google Play Store, and Apple to iOS. Be great. People, it's a little cloudy out. Before I tell y'all to be great on purpose, like I always do, I got to give y'all tonight's games. NBA playoffs, round 2, game 1, Pacers at the Knicks. And round 2, game 2, Timberwolves at Nuggets. Again, the Timberwolves are up 1-0 in that series. In the National Hockey League playoffs, round 2, game 1, the Bruins are at the Panthers. And in Major League Baseball, you got the Giants one more time against the Phils. Tigers and the Guardians, Angels, Pirates, White Sox, Rays, Brewers, Royals, Mariners, Twins, Padres, Cubs, Mets, Cards, Rangers, A's, Marlins, Dodgers. Folks, where I was going, a little cloudy out today, but nonetheless, it is Monday. Be great on purpose. I will talk to you all week on social media. Right back here next Monday in studio. Peace. Thank y'all all for tuning in. Talk to y'all soon.